40-39. Collins leads it. It'll be Collins basketball, 3 starts to 4. Only area concern, Dominic Turner has 3 fouls for Collins. Penny and Gritton both with 3 for the Bearcats. Cochran with it on the right wing. Swing the legs, dribble. Now he'll hand back to Ford. Ford, gonna look to drive. Makes his way in, under the basket, goes to Eads. Nick will go up, miss the layup. Rebounded by Penny. Penny behind the back dribble. Forces his way in, and that throws it under the basket. Rebounded by McKnight. Davion pushing, leaves it off for Ford. Nick, floater in the lane, no good. And it's gonna be a foul on Nick Eads over the back. Collins missed a golden opportunity. And a 5-on-4 with Penny out under the
basket. I'm tired of talking about the aggressive. The Penny could take off one end and just run and not call a walk. If that's not a walk.
Yeah.
I mean, he spun twice.
Without a dribble. Right. I'd like to see Nick Ford kick that ball to Marcellus. Was wide open, spotted up on the corner. From this point on, both teams will be in the bonus. So we'll see how this plays out. 7-10 to go. 40-39 Titans. Pittman leaves it off. Gets to the Garmin. Penny wide open, straight away, 3. No good. Rebounded by Cochran. He got lucky with that one. He was wide open. McKnight going to drive the other all the way to the basket. No good. Tapped up, no good. Rebounded by Cochran. Ball on the floor, goes up, knocked away, and taken out by Garmin. I don't even know what to say.
Well, I think Davion just lost control of that ball.
Somebody, Charlie.
Charlie got fouled.
Yeah.
But they're not going to call it.
Pittman forcing his way in, leaves it off for Wolbert, straight away to Penny. He's going to drive. Blocked by Turner, but picked up by Garmin.
Oh, get that.
Out to Wolbert, right side Pittman, spotted up, 3, good.
Loose ball, we didn't get it. That's what.
Got to throw it in, and we'll finally take a timeout. We got to just throw it over his head. So a 3 there by Pittman gives Anderson County a 2-point lead. Timeout on the floor. You're listening to the 8th Region Final in Titan Basketball here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
When the weather changes, you can stay informed with Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com. Our direct line with the National Weather Service keeps you informed when severe weather is in the area, 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We're your severe weather station. Check it out on our website at WXLNRadio.com. Kentuckiana's Christian music station. Power 93.3 WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.
Broadcasting on 93.3 FM and streaming worldwide at WXLNRadio.com. This is Kentuckiana's best mix of Christian music. Power 93.3 WXLN LP, Shelbyville, Simpsonville.
Hi, this is pharmacist Jason Underwood from Shelbyville Pharmacy, your locally owned Health Mart. It's nice to know that there are people who care more than you expect them to. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, our mission is to provide the highest quality care to you, our neighbors and friends. We offer an array of services for the entire family, from medication flavoring for children to easy-to-remember medication packs for seniors. And we will show you that we value your time by filling your prescriptions in minutes, not hours. At Shelbyville Pharmacy, you will receive the personal attention that you deserve from a pharmacist who knows you and your medications. Shelbyville Pharmacy and Health Mart, caring for you and about you, located in Governor Square.
Shelbyville Pharmacy, under
Ford looking inbound. Get it into McKnight.
Nobody moving.
Davion will bring it up. Collins trails by 2. 6-10 to go. Davion. Close it into Cochran. Charlie goes up through contact, lays it in.
You got to go up through contact. I can't believe Garmin didn't flop all the way over to the concession stand on that one.
No
he
kidding.
He's in there with Garmin.
42 all. Wolbert gets it away to Penny in the corner. Penny now looking to drive. Goes up and partially blocked again and then off. Oh!
He's going to call a foul?
Unbelievable.
This guy is...
They're going to get the foul on McKnight, his first.
Woo! Man.
That'll be a 1-1 for Penny. Penny, free throw up, this one good.
Yeah.
Now Penny with his second. Trying to give Anderson a 2-point lead here. Free throw up, good. Inbounded to Ford. Nick running up the middle, left side to Cochran. Back to Ford. cross-court pass here to McKnight.
So then they're not letting Feltner get anything.
Need to download to Turner, and that's going to be a foul on Wooldridge before the catch.
Their piece is said he's going to call everything now.
Charlie Cocker got beat to death on two possessions ago, and they just called a pushing him back on a post-up. Unbelievable. That'll send Dominic Turner to the line, and big free throws. This will be 1-1. Dom's 2-4 from the line tonight.
Free throw up.
Good.
When your seniors have to step up and hit free throws, Kenny, only a junior, did it on the other end this last time.
It's the second free throw for Turner, trying to tie things up here. Free throw up. Good. Dom now with six, and we're tied at 44, 5:20 to go here in the ballgame. Dahlman walks it up in the front court. Collins now man-to-man. Labhart with it. Now straight away to Garmin. Dahlman. Probably going to hand back to Pittman, but Pittman will just pass through to go to the other side. Now he'll hand to the right side of the floor here to Penny. Penny well extended. Labhart trying to come out and set a screen, and Collins going to try to double him. Left side to Garmin. They've got a mismatch inside. They didn't want it, Gritton. They'll just go out to the corner. Garmin still on the dribble. Out front, trying to spread things out. Looks like he's going to try to go one-on-one here against Ford. Ball fake, gets it back to Gritton.
Oh, should have reached through.
Gritton gets it away to Labhart. Back to Pittman. Long defensive possession. Pittman will just step back for a three. This one rimmed out, no good. Rebounded by Cochran, gets away to McKnight.
Take it all the way to the basket.
Going to push it. Stands in the lane. Goes up.
There you go. Take it right at him.
Well, that'll be a foul on Garmin, and this won't surprise you.
What's that?
That's number one.
I can't believe it. Garmin has fouled 17 times this game, and he's got one foul.
That'll send McKnight to the line. Davion will shoot two.
Free throw up.
Good.
That guy with the hairpiece, I think he's in his Garmin. I think I remember that from last
year. It could be. Second free throw up, good.
I can bet he's never played a game before and never had one foul.
No. 46-44. Collins leads it. 4:13 to go. Back and forth. We've been since the end of the second quarter. Collins had raced out to an 11-point lead, but Anderson matched that, and we've been back and forth ever since. And he forced his way. Oh, my goodness. And there he is again, Scott Herapy, with the hand check.
The thing is, that's probably a foul.
Yeah.
But he probably caught it all night.
Yeah. So. That'll be number four on Dominic Turner. With 4 minutes to go in the ballgame. We'll see if Coach Gaither decides to roll with him. It looks like he's going to. Kenny for a 1-1. Free throw up and rolled in. Bounced a few times, but got the shooter's roll. Kenny now with 19. Second free throw would tie things up and would put him to 20 for the game. Free throw up. Good. Inbound at the fourth, right back to Turner. Just a little token pressure. Dom working against Labhart. 3:50 to go. Here we're tied. And that's a foul there. And going to be a off Turner out of bounds, and Dom really got away with his fifth foul. But, you know, the problem with the consistency of the game is Labhart did the same thing to him as he did to Penny on the other end of the floor, and you don't get the call. Just put an arm out and nudged him on the way through. So Anderson County back with the ball, chance to take the lead here. 3:40 to go. Ballman calling for a ball screen. He'll get it back to Penny. Penny guarded by McKnight, and going to be another nudge foul out front by Herapy. And right now, Penny going to just live at the line. Because honestly, if you call that, he can go to the line every time down the floor.
Yeah. I mean, that on the
only the second foul on McKnight. This is the last 1-1 here. Free throw up. This one no good. Rebounded by Cochran. So as my man B-Rad would say, the ball don't lie. Collins with a chance. Going around Garmin, goes to the basket, no good. Rebounded by Green. Good move by Davey. I just couldn't get it to go.
We can get that every time, too.
Tied at 46. 3:10 to go here. Who can make the last big play is going to win this one. Garmin with it straight away, and we have a timeout in Anderson County. And we'll see if it's going to be a full or a 30. Full timeout. We'll take a break. 3:04 to go in this one. We're deadlocked. You're at 46.
Hi, I'm Alice Creakey, owner of Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab. We are proud to be the leader in physical therapy and orthopedic rehab in Shelby County and the surrounding areas for the last 13 years. Whether you have had a sports injury or are suffering from low back pain, neck pain, muscle or joint pain, arthritis, tendonitis, preparing for surgery, or recovering from surgery, Max Performance is the choice for you. Come experience the Max Performance difference and let our team of highly trained and caring professionals help you eliminate your pain, restore your function, and return to the activities that you enjoy. Max Performance provides a friendly and encouraging environment and specializes in creating individualized treatment plans that are specifically designed for each patient based on their needs and desired goals of treatment. Be one of the hundreds of people each month who experience our unique approach to physical therapy and let us make a positive difference in your life. So no matter what your game, don't get sidelined by pain this season. Let Max Performance take care of all of your physical therapy and sports medicine needs. Let us help you get back to life, to work, to play. Max Performance is proud to be the choice of the Martha Lane Collins Titans and the Shelby County Rockets for sports medicine services. We excel in our field so you can excel on yours. Call today to schedule your appointment. 647-0133.
Max Performance Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab underwrites WXLN Radio.
Tied at 46, Anderson County ball. 3 minutes to go in the ballgame here. Garmin with it, brings it back in the front court as he'd retrieve it deep in the backcourt. Left side to Gritton, now straight away to Lamhart. Just at the penny, straight away. And he's going to look to drive. Still looking to drive. Floater, left side, tough shot, no good. Rebounded by Turner. That's just a tough shot there by Penny. McKnight in the front court. Out straight away to Cochran. Dribble handoff to Feltner. He loses it. Kicks the ball. Ball on the floor. Picked up by Penny. Penny coming down the right side. Got a challenge for it. Goes to basket. Laid it in. And wild ball turnovers, as we've seen tonight, have left a wide open basket. And Anderson County back out on top, 48-46. McKnight leaves it off for Cochran. Good catch by Charlie. Laid it in through the foul. What a catch, but what a setup by Davion McKnight.
That was a great catch by Charlie. He threw it behind him.
That'll be a number four on Gritton. So both Gritton and Turner playing with four. Cochran to the line, trying to give Collins a one-point lead here with 2:07 to go. Free throw in the air. Got it. Charlie now with 17. Collins full court, just kind of token man-to-man press.
Don't need to foul. You got to keep him off the free throw line.
Both teams now on the double bonus, so there'll be two free throws on any foul. Unless it's player control. Lamhart with it out straight away. 1:50 to go. Garmin with it still out front.
Say what, Davion taking the role of guarding Penny. Not boxing day, not new agent.
And they're going to get a foul on McKnight off the ball.
The Penny's pushing the whole time.
Yeah. And you're right, off the ball, Penny pushed him.
Pushed him the whole time.
Yeah. Penny will go to the line to shoot two. Penny, 5 of 6 from the line tonight. Free throw up, good. I'll make it 5 of 7.
I thought he missed two, yeah.
Yeah, make it 6 of 8 here from the line.
That's just inconsistent. I mean, he pushed him the whole time.
I've got the other two guys have not made a call.
No.
Second free throw up, and he missed it. He went with the rebound. He threw it away. Threw it to Feltner. So Gritton got the offensive board, and Collins got the ball with 1:30 to go.
And to be fair, Gritton got fouled out too.
Yeah, he sure did. Back to Feltner. Right side to Turner. Dom's going to go baseline and going to draw the foul on Labar.
Same guy.
Yeah, I'm telling you, the rest of these other guys
don't know anything.
Yeah. They go home. And, you know, to speak on their stat, you didn't call out a foul for the first three quarters.
Yeah.
And Turner to the line, he'll shoot two. The big free throws here.
Free throw up.
Good.
No cheering in the press box. We don't have a press box. No.
Dom now with seven. Turner now trying to make it a two-point lead. Free throw up and no good. So Dom goes one of two.
But it's going to get the game.
50-49. 1:10 to go. Garmin. Ball on the floor.
Oh, no.
And they're going to get McKnight again on the reach in. That'll be number four on Davion. And they'll send Penny back to the line.
That's the first time that guy's called anything all night, I think.
And Davion really got to be careful with four.
Yeah, they can't play without him.
They can't play without him. Penny the line where he went one and two just a moment ago. Free throw up and good. That ties things up at 50. He'll have a second free throw trying to give Anderson a lead. Free throw in the air, good. And Anderson County will take a timeout. A full timeout, so we'll take a break as well. Anderson back out on top, 51-50, 105 to go in this one. You're listening to the 8th Region Final. You're on Power 93.3, WXLN. And WXLNradio.com.
There's a Kubota Orange Opportunity Sales event going on now at your local Kubota dealer, Jacoby Sales. Take on your toughest jobs with field-proven hay tools. Kubota's disc mower conditioners, rakes, tedders, and balers are ready to meet the demands of your farm. Now get financing as low as 0% APR for up to 60 months on select Kubota hay tools. See your local Kubota hay tool dealer today, Jacoby Sales. Now through March 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Your local Kubota dealer in Shelbyville is Jacoby Sales. Jacoby Sales underwrites WXLN Radio.
Different flavors make the world go around. And now try the flavor of hot honey mustard on the boneless wings meal. Served with crinkle fries, Texas toast, and a 22-ounce drink. Friends, family, flavor. Zaxby's. Indescribably good.
Zaxby's Chicken Finger Plate Meal. Served with four, five, or six chicken fingers, crinkle fries, Texas toast, coleslaw, Zax sauce, and a 22-ounce drink. Zaxby's, indescribably good.
Zaxby's underwrites WXLN Radio.
51-50. Anderson County back out on top, but they've done all their damage here in the play. The last, what, 3 minutes got off the line.
Oh, yeah.
Not sure when the last field goal was. Inbounded to McKnight. Collins trails by one with the ball here. This will take us under a minute. Nice. Cross over on Penny. Trying to weave his way in. Leads it back to Cochran. Charlie. And back to Dom Turner. 47 seconds. Turner now looks to the bench, and it looks like Coach Gaylor going to take a timeout.
Woo! Roll about the
30-second timeout here.
Sometimes we have trouble getting the ball inbound. Seriously.
So 51-50. Anderson leads it. And a quick recap, Collins came out on fire early. Led 15-9 after one. Opened up a 22-11 lead early in the second quarter. And then Anderson went on a 12-0 lead, 12-0 run to take a 23-22 lead. And then we've been nip and tuck ever since. Collins has led by as many as four in the second half. And Anderson led by as many as five. So it's been a very good high school basketball game here tonight. Winner will advance on to the Sweet 16. And Nick Ford will inbound here. See if they can get it in. Gets it in to Turner. Turner going to drive, and going to be a blocking foul on Labhart as he flops on the way to the basket. And that'll send Dominic Turner to the line for two shots.
That could have been a charge, but they haven't caught that all night.
Yeah.
I mean, that he had pretty good position.
Well, there. Once again, cleaning up.
This one guy, he needs to get paid. These other two guys need to give him their money.
Yeah, sure does.
I'm telling them other guys haven't done. The ball-headed guy here called one, or whatever this guy here, he called one, but
When they stop at Dairy Queen on the way out, they'll be like, man, you didn't let me call anything tonight.
I was hoping booths are a little bit bigger than you.
I hope they had the jaws of life there. They were removed. 41 seconds to go. Dominic Turner at the line, shooting two free throws. Collins trails by one. Free throw in the air. Good for Turner.
Ooh, I don't know. Nick E's coming in for Davion.
Trying to save Davion, I'm sure. Just let's see what happens. He's probably your, one of your better defenders.
Yeah, but good.
My man B8's off the bench. Free throw up and good by Turner. So that flip flop thing and gives. Collins has got six.
Oh, yeah, come on, four.
Finally, Dominic Turner comes in.
Oh, anybody want to win a game like that?
Pittman going inbound. Inbounds to Garmin. 40 seconds to go. Collins lead 52-51. Garmin in the front court. Going to go. Hand it back here to Gritton. Dribble hand off to Labhart. Right back to Garmin. 28 seconds to go. Garmin. Going to look to take E. Leaves it off. Labhart under the basket. Laid it in. 19 seconds to go. And Collins will take a timeout. The Garmin drew the defense, and Labhart with his first points of the night has given Anderson County a one-point lead here, 53-52, and timeout here, Collins. Scott, what do you do? Where do you go? If you're the Titans head man.
Well, good day. Of course, you're going to put your guys back in. I like to see Davion take the ball, take Garmin to the basket, create, you know, kind of like what Garmin just did on the other end. They come off of you, you can kick the ball to Solly or to Dom. But they might go to, you know, I mean, they didn't go to Dom a lot here, so we'll see.
Really, it's like we turned a lot of isolation with Dom here the last few possessions. One thing I'll guarantee you what will happen on this possession, I'm not sure which way it'll go.
Well,
but they're going to flop, and it depends on which way it goes might determine the outcome of the game. So a big possession here. Both teams are in the double bonus, so any foul will be two shots. As Collins breaks the huddle, it'll be McKnight, Feltner, Ford, Turner, and Cochran. And for Anderson County, it'll be Penny, Garmin, Labhart, Pittman, and Gritton.
Collins got to get the ball inbound. I don't know how many timeouts they got.
Looking, gets it into Dominic Turner. 17 seconds. Back to McKnight, 14 seconds. Davion pushes in the paint, goes to the basket, laid it up, no good. Rebounded by Cochran, blocked. Dominic Turner with the rebound, it will go up and be fouled on the floor with 5 seconds to go. Woo! So once again, Dominic Turner will go back to the line for two pressure free throws. I thought Charlie Cochran was fouled on the first play. I think people forget that even when there's 10 seconds to go, the game is basketball. Dominic Turner's trying to think, what did it take to get a foul call? They pretty much blew my ACL out earlier in the game.
I like the Davion move to the basket. The Charlie Cochran got fouled on the first attempt.
They sure did. All right, so we have timeout Anderson County before we shoot the free throws.
We'll just stay here. I don't know what it is.
Yeah.
I don't think this guy's arm is stretching.
So 53-52, Dominic Turner to line. Scott, some pressure free throws. Just two in a row, but a couple of big ones coming.
Well, you definitely got to hit one. Yeah.
Dom, 7 of 10 from the line tonight.
You kind of reminded me of, you talk about your boy Penny out there. his situation kind of come down. His brother hit a big shot to beat Chubby County. Couple years ago from the Wildcat Eye to go to the state tournament. I hope they don't repeat itself. So 5 seconds still to go, so regardless if Collins able to knock down one or both, still 5 seconds, plenty of time to get off the shot. So both teams in the huddle as we break out, and it'll send Don McTurner for a couple of big ones. By far the biggest free throws of his career coming up here shortly. We mentioned Dom 7 of 10 from the line tonight. He's got 9 points in the game. First free throw in the air. Got it. So 5 seconds to go. Got one player behind as they remind Davion to make sure that he doesn't sneak out early. Second free throw up by Turner is rolls in. And a smart move by Coach Gaither to bring in Harper to stop the clock so they can kind of get set.
Brought in Nick Eads also.
And Anderson County going to take another timeout.
I'll tell you what this is going to come down to. This is going to come down to a foul. They're going to drive it, and they're going to get called by foul.
So 54-53. Collins now leads it. 5 seconds to go. Anderson County will have it coming full length of the floor. And plenty of time to get a shot off. I think the key part of this is not to let the guy get forward momentum, Scott, on the catch.
Right. Make him catch you going back toward your baseline.
54-53, regardless of what happens, two big pressure free throws there by Dominic Turner.
He really stepped up big.
And really has converted at the line down the stretch here for Collins. Would love to see the kid on his senior year be able to make a trip to the state tournament. We'll see what happens here in 5 seconds. All right, Anderson and Collins both back out on the floor. 5 seconds to go. Lab Hard will inbound. They've got two guys on Penny. The Garmin awful effective in this as well. Going to get it to Penny. Penny coming down the right side. Going to drive. The basket goes up and misses. And the Titans are celebrating in midcourt. You can't get a buddy. Bobber runs to a Anderson County student section and waves bye-bye. You can't get it. Who do you? Scotty Cochran.
I know what I'm saying.
So a huge win from the Titans.
You can't.
Kenny had a good look at it, drove all the way down the right side. Ball just rolled off. And by that time had expired, and the Titans win it and will advance on to the second Sweet 16 in school history. We'll take a quick break. We're going to try to stay around here tonight. We'll try to get a few players on, and we'll get some words from Coach Gaither as well. But the Titans win it 54-53. Been listening to Titan basketball in the 8th region final here on Power 93.3, WXLN and WXLNRadio.com.